We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Simen Reish Vav Sif Zayin. Hashmei Shemrani Rochek of Shabbos Regal, somebody became aware of the patira of a relative after 30 days, and he found out on Shabbos Yontif, Einan Ahag Avelis, he doesn't keep Avelis, Vafil Dvarim Shabbat Sinemutter, he could do everything, Umatza Shabbos Regal, but Amatza Shabbos Yontif Noig Sha'achas, he'll keep 1 hour of Avelis V'dayoi. Because since on Shabbos he can't keep the Avelis, the Halacha treats it as if he only heard on Matzah Shabbos. Sevches Misha Hashem Halacha Regal Shemes Lemes Kodem Regal. If somebody becomes aware after Yontif that a relative of his had passed away before Yontif, Afakav Delois Mishnagu Avelis Kodem Regal. Even though those who had kept Avelis properly before Yontif, we know that the halacha is the boha regel hefsek. The yontif takes away the avelus. Mikom makom of the day for this individual, kimish loy now klal kadem regel. Since he didn't keep avelus at all before yontif, kol sheshama afil biyom shloishim yom kavura. As long as he heard within 30 days of the kavura, have a etzlo shama kavura. It's considered for him a shmur kavura. The tzarich linagim for this person has to keep Shiva a shloshim. So, for example, if a person becomes aware they lost the relatives, for example, 10 days after Sukkot, so that which is a shmur kriva, this person is going to have to keep Shiva like everyone, like if you had heard, and the fact that Sukkot was in between is immaterial. Siftas misha meis le meis. Somebody who lost a relative, and he's not aware of it, we should not inform him of what happened. If somebody who does tell, I love Nemar, for such a person, does the halachas, does the pasuk say, somebody who spreads these types of things is a fool. And pashapshat, this is even for a parent, even during the shloshim, one should not say anything to him in any way that will be indicative, perhaps that there was this patira. And even if this person is eventually going to find out, it's better that he should find out later than earlier. If somebody is davening for a person who is not well, and he's not aware that this person for whom he's davening passed away, one should not tell him that the person passed away, that he should stop davening. There are those that indicate that this halach is only before the kvura. Only after the kvura is there no point in notifying that the person passed away. But before the kvura, then it could be more lenient. And that's why, and this is one of the reasons, there's a question, we make announcements about a levaya, but according to what we just learned, such would be inappropriate. The answer is because those announcements are made before the levaya, and when the announcement is made before the levaya, there's more room for leniency. And a person who's not aware that he's really an oval may be invited l'sudas irisin v'nesuin to a wedding l'kol simcha. As long as this person is not aware that he's an oval, he's like everyone else. If a husband is aware that one of his wife's relatives passed away, he could have relations with his wife. She's not aware of what happened. But if a question is asked, is my relative still alive? One should not say something which is not true and say he's still alive. Shenemar, when it's not true, shenemar b'dvar sheker terchak. We always have to be careful about only saying the truth. He should say it in a way that's ambiguous. And then if the person of Yishar b'atzma shemeis, he figured it out himself. Sif Yud Aleph, levonim zecharim, for male sons, There, there is a point to notify them that a parent passed away. Kedei shiyomru kaddish, because there's a special schus for a nifter when his children say kaddish for him and when his children daven as bali tefillah for him. And even by daughters, there are some that suggest the fact that the daughters act in avelis that entire year is also a schus for the parents. But a sibling, there's no reason to notify that their sibling passed away. Simin Rei Zayin Din Nichum Avelim. Mitzvah G'dayla Nachum Avelim, it's a very big mitzvah to be Menachem Avelim. There's a Machloikus Rishonim. Some Rishonim suggest that it's a mitzvah to say the Reis of the Talmid Rebbe Yoina. The Rambam seems to hold it's a mitzvah de Rabbonin. The Ksiv, and we find that the Yi'achr Mois Avram, that after Avram Avinu passed away, the pasuk says V'yivarech Elokim as Yitzchak Benoi. And since the Gemara Masechta Soita teaches us, the pasuk says Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, we have to follow in the ways of Hashem. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem Avelim, so should we. V'gumel Tzad Chesed, when we do Nichem Avelim, it's an act of Chesed Im Achayim V'im Amesim. It's doing something for the people who are still alive and for the people who are not alive. And that's why the Rambam says that Nichum Avelim comes before Bika Choylim or Simchas Chosn V'Kalim. Ein Menachem Rishon Leftar Piyam, when somebody comes to visit this Ovel, the visitor should not be the first to speak. Ad Sheyiftach Ovel Tchila. The first one to speak is the Ovel. K'nimetzina Be'iyuv, as the Pasuk says Be'iyuv, Sh'neve Ein Dover Elav Dover. Nobody said a word to him. And then the Pasuk says, Achron came Pasuk Iyav Espiu. Then Iyav began to speak. And then, after Iyav began to speak, V'hod Deviyan Alifas HaTimoni. K'shroim HaMenachem She'ovel Poyta Isom. When the people come to Menachem Ovel, see that the Ovel wants them to leave. Ein Hashem Leishav Atzloi. They shouldn't stand. The minig is that when we go to Menachem, somebody, Rechman Slon, we say, Amokim Menachem, Eschem B'soich, Avel Tzim V'Shlayim. And then there are those that ask, answer, continue either in Lashon Kodesh or in Yiddish and English, that you should never hear from Tsar, from any bad things anymore. We mention Avel Tzim V'Shlayim, because just like we are certain that in Mitzvah Shem, we will all have a Nechama Yerushalayim, we tell this person that you too will certainly have a Nechama. The reason we say Amokim Menachem Eschem, Loshen Rabim, even if there's only one person sitting Shiva, because as we're learning, the Nechama is not only for the person who's alive, the Nechama is even for the person who's not here, and that's why there's always more than one person sitting Shiva. The main point of Nechama Avelim is to make the Ovel feel better, and make the other feel that other people feel his pain and are participating on his pain. And the other has to accept that and be ready to be matzdik as adin, accept the will of Hashem. The Gemara in Yerushalmi, Masechta Sanhedrin, tells us that somebody who accepts the will of Hashem causes the midas adin to become the midas harachman. We shouldn't bother the other. If the other wants to remain alone, and that's the way he feels better, we should respect that. And when we come to an Ovel, we don't say shalom to the Ovel. The Ovel's not allowed to say shalom to the people who are visiting him. And in the house of an Ovel, even one person to another person who are neither Avelim should not say shalom to each other in the house of an Ovel. Sipes, Ovel Achoyla, Einat Tzrich Lamra Fil Padei Nasi. If somebody's coming to see an Ovel or a sick person, they don't have to get up even if the Nasi comes to visit them. Normally, if somebody wants to show respect to somebody else and get up, the person who is going to be given the respect says, Shev, says to the other person, remain seated. One should not say, Shev, remain that way to an Ovel Achayla. Shum, the Mashma, those words seem to indicate that he's saying to him, Sheh b'avel shalcha, remain in your velus. Sheh b'chayla shalcha, which of course is improper. The proper way of doing Nichum Avelim is that the Ovel should be sitting, and the person who's doing saying the Nechama of Amakim Yenachem should say it as he's standing. Sif Gimel. Lo Yoyma Adam Lo Nefratik Fi Ma'asei Royim. A person should not say, I did not get punished enough, Kiyotzim Deverim Ha'elu, or other such harsh things. Shlo Yiftach Pelasotin, that's considered as if you're inviting Tzoris. Sif Dal Lo Yoyma Adam Lo Ovel Malach Alasois. What a person should not say to other, what can you do? One can't change the will of Hashem. That is considered cursing Hashem. The mashma, because what that seems to indicate, that the person is saying, if we could change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, we would do so. And that's, of course, in a proper. El Tzarech L'Adam L'Kabalov, Kseres Hashem Yisbarach B'Ahava, we have to be ready to be Makabal, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, with the love that we're supposed to accept everything of Hashem. Sif Hei HaVeilim, Yeshlam L'Sahabba B'Mokm Shotz and Shmasha Shalameis. The best place to do Shiva is with a Nifter passed away. Ki Ba'ois HaMokm Nefesh HaMeis M'Sabelis, that's where we still have the Neshama of the Nifter. The Sham Tzrich L'Litin Lo Techumim, and that's why it's the right place to do the Techumim. That's why it's appropriate to daven there with a minion. Even if there's no one sitting shiva in the place where this person passed away, that brings a schus to the neshama. The oval himself could be part of the minion. They should bring a sefer Torah. So they should be able to do kriyas Torah there. And they should prepare, it should be fit to be a place to daven. If there are two places where there are veilim, in one house there's an oval sitting shiva, in the other one there isn't. And the city does not have enough people. She's spalu kan v'kan basara, that there could be a minion in both homes. Yispalu b'bayi she'en shem oval. It's better to daven in the house where there is no oval. Noagin loyma base ha'anifter, the minig is that in the house of Avelis, after tefillah shachris and mincha, we say the mizmer memtes in Tehillim, namnetzeach shimuzois kol amim. Matoiv lilmud shal mishnayis. It's appropriate, it's most appropriate to learn mishnayis in the place of Shiva, the Tikra and Neshama. The Mishnayis is learned, but it shouldn't be learned right next to the Ovel, because the Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. So therefore, Mishnayis is learned, but the Ovel cannot participate in the learning of that Mishnayis.